Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Audio Frontier.
This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man, suspicious character.
And
hear the tap end of Stevenson. Greeno!
Welcome to Football Daft, the daftest Scottish football podcast around. I'm Stephen Purden and let's welcome the team. First, a man who is feeling well again and took great delight in tearing the Football Daft WhatsApp. He'd managed to pass something solid for the first time in 5 days at the weekend. It is none other than Chris Toll.
You need to watch what you're putting in that group chat, don't you, man?
You'll cop it.
Aye, mate, I was eating my lunch when you texted that, but it was good to know you're all right. I mean, I thought it was just cause of a certain game at the weekend.
No, I went, well, I done bold for him Daft, didn't I? I took my dunce on so I wasn't avoiding the show. What happened was, I went to the pictures, right? Went to the pictures with my wee cousin, went to see Candyman. Load of shite, by the way, don't want to see it. Had a hot dog next day for about 3 days after it, shiting through the eye of a needle.
Really?
Honest to God.
You don't take any Imodium?
I did. I took. It wasn't called Imodium, it was called
Biscopan.
Biscopan, that's the one.
And now let's welcome a man who's given us the lowdown on what to take if you're feeling a bit bloated and need a jobby. It is Grado.
What are you saying to it? I feel bad now, but if you weren't no well because he was caught, weren't we just kind of saying that? Like,
Come on. If it wouldn't have been normal if Chris Toll pulls a sickie the week after Rangers beat Celtic. We can't even mention.
Anyway, I've never missed a show. You've after
not?
A Celtic Rangers game.
No, it was because you pulled it and then 15 minutes later you were sending us TikTok on. TikToks.
I've absolutely dashed home for work. I've rushed home. We've had to do it remote. You know what I mean? I mean, Grado are pure like, Harry, let's get going. We've not got a guest this week. Let's just make it where it is. Toll's not here. Fucking phone's going ding, ding. Look at this TikTok. Look at this, boys. Sitting in your fucking wanking chair, living life, man.
Probably sitting on the fucking toilet, to be honest with you, man.
But you're feeling better?
I'm all better now, lads. I'm all better now. Though you pulled me out of my bed today.
I nearly didn't make it there, no?
So where were you meant to go for lunch then?
Well, I was leaving it to Chris Toll. It was his idea.
I'm like, you want to go for lunch? I'm
sitting there right about 11:30. I'm like, you know what I'm like with time, Grado? Right? You would have been like, at 1 o'clock, it's fine. We'll still make it there.
I can't even imagine.
But I'm sitting there at 11:30, right? And I'm going, and Nicola, she's like, she's going to make poached eggs and toast, right? And I'm like, no, going for lunch with Toll. She had a lunch. I'm sitting there going, no, I heard from him. You've texted saying I might be there early. I was going to say, you do I go for lunch? But I thought he's already mentioned it. I knew you were away with your showbiz pal.
I agreed, I'd already been out for coffee.
Aye, we.
You were Arabella Weir, star of the fast show and Two Doors Down. So as we heard, we went to Epicures in the West End. You tried that? She bought me a protein bar for some reason.
Where was she wearing?
Let's see, a green cagoule.
Why did you go for lunch with somebody
to
buy you a protein bar?
Well, she went in the show, she says, do you want that? I bought that for you. I was like, what the fuck? She's a chick I go to the gym or something.
So she was wearing a green cagoule?
She was wearing a green cagoule.
Did her bum look big in it?
We're off.
She wants to come on the podcast, by the way.
By the way, that took some building, that joke. Sorry about that there, boys.
You did, you laid the foundations. That was kind of like, that was a long-term project there. You go there, bud, mate,
there. Get there in the end.
She wants to come on the podcast?
She says, I don't know, nothing about fucking football. I'm like, come on for you, Greiner.
Can
I like
you,
Greiner.
Can brother, Davey, on?
How do you know so much about her? Like, she's best pals with David Tennant, you know that?
Davey Weir, because her name's Arabella Weir.
All right, I thought because she's been...
He rushed in with that job. He didn't put the graft in. Right, so there's no Football Daft meet this week because we just couldn't get a guest. And there's no Rangers or Celtic Daft this week due to the international break and the fact we didn't book a guest. But we are back next week with a vengeance because the real football is back.
Ross County, baby.
Right, and remember, there is over 100 episodes of the show where you get your podcast right now, so check the archive for chats with the likes of Billy Gilmore, Andy Gray, John Hartson, Marco Negri, Charlie Adam, and hundreds more. But what's been happening in Scottish football? I'm going to put my goodies and advice right away. I didn't see the Scotland game.
Well, did you beat Betham? You never saw Betham?
Maybe
Betham,
no.
Mate,
no.
There was three of them.
Moldova, Austria.
And Denmark.
Oh, so there is, aye.
I've not seen anything.
I watched the second half of the Austria game, that was about.
I
watched some of the Moldova game.
I didn't see it.
In fact,
I would like to defer to producer John because he's Scotland.
Aye, this is your bit, mate.
Saturday I was out, I had a boys' day out. That was a Moldova game. I was pissed by the time that kicked off. The other night I had a leak in my sink, so I had to kind of fix that. I had the game on the background.
In summation of the games, Denmark shite.
They're
a very good team. They get a very good footballing team. Moldova couldn't take her chances. Still a bit shite. Austria.
Took Nathan Patterson there, really.
No, it's worrisome for me, but Israel turned Austria over 5-2, right? And then Denmark went out and fucked Israel 5-0.
Well, there you go.
Aye.
There you go.
When did they play
Austria?
Israel?
Austria were good. We're good against Austria.
When did they play Israel?
It's October, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. And so let me get this right. So they're sitting second to qualify. So what?
Yeah.
So that's looking good.
That's a playoff, is it? No, if you finish second.
Playoff for second. So we've still got Israel at home and Moldova and the Faroe Islands away.
Are they not a better bogey team for Scotland, Israel?
Do you know Scotland plays all the time?
Our last three qualifying campaigns, we've had to beat Israel at home.
That's right.
Getting into the last few games, and we've not done it.
Right, so beat Israel at Hampden, winning the Faroes next month, followed by victory Moldova in November.
Our last game is Denmark at Hampden, and that's basically just
that
rubber.
That's
just done. If we win those three games, the Denmark game.
The hardest game really is Israel game, innit? You should beat Moldova and the Faroes.
I'll tell you this, I can see Moldova being a.
Think so?
Honestly. Aye. I know they're bombing the crowd, they've not got any points or anything like that, but it's just pure Scotland.
It's very Scotland.
Aye. Yeah.
It's very, very Scotland. What do you think, John? I mean, you're always the fucking tartar army. Come on, what do you think?
I thought they played very well against Austria. It was a really good match. I know you guys didn't see it, but it was a really competitive, good match. They looked pretty good, played through the lines really well. But I know, I would say, Shea Adam.
There's fucking something built next door, isn't there?
They're shooting next door, but carry on, John.
I tell you what, Shea Adams, what a find for Scotland he's going to be, by the way. He looks a right.
Do you know what, right? I did see bits and bobs the other night in the Austria game. Obviously, I stopped my plumbing when I seen London Dykes got to take a penalty and all that. Do you know who is looking very good? Callum McGregor.
He's a different player this season.
Very, very good.
And Billy Gilmore. I mean, just that.
We're always waxing lyrical about Billy in the show. He's a friend of
Billy. He's probably one of the main reasons I watched the football, just to see how he's getting on.
For fuck's sake, you went down to Manchester last week.
Exactly, I know.
Obviously, you're going to turn the telly on.
He's doing good, isn't he, man?
Yes. Yeah,
he's great. He's a star. I mean, there was a couple of points where you're going, he's playing a pass, and you go, other players aren't on the same level as him because he's seen things two moves ahead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a very intelligent football. And I did see a tweet the other day. It's like, name me another under 21 football better than Billy Gilmore in Europe right now. And do you know what? You'll struggle.
You'll be Mickey Weir, isn't it?
Wait, is Mbappe these days?
I know. Bellingham.
Don't talk to me about him.
Bellingham. Bellingham.
Jude Bellingham.
That's a good shout. But he's up there. He's certainly up there.
I'm racking my brains now.
Apart from him, I can't think of anybody.
Nathan Parson. Right, on to domestic football, right? Bad news for Rangers. Yanis Hadji, right? They're talking about this whole, the rules. Is it the rules in, Macedonia? Right. So they're saying if it's 10 days isolation, if you're still having symptoms, then it goes to 20 days. Am I right?
But that's been 20 days is off the table.
That's gone now, isn't it?
But I think he still has to isolate for the 10 days, but he should be available for the European match, I believe.
I think that's what I've heard. It's no 20 days. I think he should be okay for the Lyon game. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Is it a big miss for these?
Do you know something? He's...
He's capable of a moment of magic,
isn't he? It's too hard to say he's inconsistent, right? It's too hard to say that.
Is
but it's
a luxury?
It's like, you can go missing for a couple of games and then when the third, say he plays two games where you don't really notice him, then the third game, he looks tremendous.
I was watching, but I texted this morning, I was watching that Relentless, the thing, the Rangers, the story of 55, right? It's on.
Available now on Rangers TV, £4.99.
Yes, £4.99, and it is an absolute steal at £4.99. It's a watch and a half.
Did you cry?
I was close. I'm not joking at the end, I was nearly eating one, right? Jesus. But Hadji, just talk about him, there was wee bits coming up and you actually don't realise how much that guy done last season.
Aye.
Well, me and you sit and moan about him sometimes.
Exactly, aye.
But he's, I would say, he would be a miss, Crystal, to answer your question, he would be a miss. Talking of misses and big misses, is Kyogo Furuhashi injured because he limped off the pitch in Japan's victory over China? What were you saying to that?
I don't know what's happening. There's not really been much of an update about
that
it.
That would be a big miss, wouldn't it?
It would be, aye. But we've got, funnily enough, a wee bit of reserves now in place for that to happen. If he goes out, then we've got big Janaka Makalis.
We're waiting for the first pronunciation.
Yakimakis.
But you say Yakimakis plays through the middle, right?
Aye, you've got Jota on the left.
Aye.
And you've got Abada on the right.
Sorry about the noise in the background.
I knew we shouldn't get the punters on the studio.
Yeah, is this the geezer that swapped a Celtic scarf when he was a boy?
I'm one of the ones, mate. Jota?
So the guy we're talking about?
He's
always liked Celtic because where was he
Benfica,
again?
Benfica.
Went to a Benfica and Celtic game and he met a Celtic fan after the game and they swapped scarves. So he's always had a wee liking for Celtic because he kept his scarf.
See, when new signings come in with a story like that, I just think, what a lot of shit.
You've always got a wee thing for, like, I played with Everton and Champ Man back in the day and I've always got a wee soft spot for it.
It's like when you've no fucking signed for Everton.
It's like when George Edmondson came to Rangers and there was a member of the photo getting flung about when he was a wee boy wearing the Rangers top and all that. And then you sign players like, I don't know, like Graham Dorans up your Rangers. I don't think it ever works out, man. Do you know what I mean?
But then if you listen to see other clubs, it's the same shit. This club's got great history.
Aye.
This club's got great history and the tradition and the prestige. They say about every team, didn't they?
Aye.
All the time, mate. I mean, if Kyogo's out, mate, I think that's a big miss. I think that's in.
Not against Ross County. Yeah.
But if it's an injury.
Europe coming up as well, so aye, it would be a big miss. But you never know. Like I say, is this big Greek fella could be the second coming of
Hamilton bastard. What's his name again?
Giannakopoulos.
Just different every time.
Martin Boyle is missing also.
Edinburgh Derby this weekend.
Yes, and he, I don't know if he's watched the Australia versus Vietnam game the other night.
he's an expert in Australian football.
Did you watch it, mate?
Sure did, mate. Big Tom Roderick, done well.
Who won, Australia or Vietnam? I'm just curious.
I think Australia won.
Yeah. Did they? What was the score?
17-1. I'm just guessing.
Why are you just making assumptions, John?
I don't know.
Vietnam might have pulled out a victory.
You talk and I'll find out the score.
He's been half injured in the Australia versus Vietnam game. Hamstring injury, which could mean he misses Sunday's Edinburgh Derby. I'm going to watch that. What?
What'd you say?
Man, I didn't know he was Australian. Is he Australian, Matt Boyle?
Nah, he's Scottish, but he's one of those ones that was he getting in for Scotland.
Kamar Roof and
Jamaica.
We got Dykes, they got Martin Boyle. Aye. Pretty much. It was 1-0 Australia, by the way. It was 1-0 Australia.
That wasn't a very fair swap, was it?
Nah.
Martin Boyle for Lyndon Dykes.
According to this, Roddy Grant scored for Australia, so I don't know how up to date that is. R. Grant scored, I'm assuming it's not Roddy Grant.
But here's the thing, boys, right? Three international games there, didn't he see any of them? International football. In the current climate, do we need an international break so early into domestic seasons, and when it is an international break, do you need three games in
break? I've got an idea for me. I want you to
go for it. I love your ideas.
Post season, they hold a tournament to qualify for the World Cup. Don't do it throughout the year, do it post season. Your World Cup qualifiers are held within 4 weeks.
It's quite good,
right? Mm-hmm. You've got your one group Whoever goes through for that group plays in the World Cup the next year.
That's a brilliant.
But how many groups are there?
Would you do
Group A is in Greece, Group yes, B is in yes. Holland.
One country gets to host a aye. Different group.
That's a great idea.
They might end up doing that because this isn't going anywhere soon. Do you know what I mean? They're going to have to fucking deal with it.
That's a brilliant idea.
I think it's
serious, right?
You see the amount of players getting fucking COVID and all that.
Well, you know, like Hadji.
Aye.
He could have been dubbed up in Moldova for fucking 20 days or whatever he was.
Macedonia.
And you think that it would be safe because I'm sure they're all pure geared up. They're on a plane together. Mm-hmm. They walk through. I mean, what the Dennis was if they're going to the boozer once they get to the hotel.
You're in your bubble. Aye. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know why they've not even thought of this.
I guess it's money when it comes to the FAs. Like, you're FA, Scottish FA, all the FAs across the world need to make their money across the year, get used to the national stadiums, get used of, you know, get the merch out there, all that sort of stuff.
But then you need to take into account the revenue that it would bring to the country.
Well, that's true.
If there was a tournament each year.
It's
a great idea.
And you would have countries like Macedonia and stuff like that are hosting an international tournament. Mm. Could you imagine the fucking... It would be brilliant for all of them.
I don't know what they made there. Then you see San Marino scoring a goal all night.
They
were like 4-0 doing us and they scored a goal and they celebrated like they'd won the tournament. it's fucking brilliant. Like, get wee teams like that in there. Do you know what I mean? Have a wee... And San Marino, a wee tournament.
Imagine a wee tournament in San Marino. What a beautiful place that is, isn't it? You're looking out into the sea.
Exactly. They're shite at football, but it looks gorgeous. Do you know what I mean? Did you angry though?
I'm just...
That's going to be the one this weekend at San Marino. What a beautiful country.
Did you see that with the Kieran with the Brazilians? Is that on your wee page about the Brazilian FA? Something you have for that, I mean.
That should have been on it, man.
I know, it was mental, wasn't it?
That was crazy, wasn't it? The guy just...
I tell you, lads, a few bad apples spoiled.
Later on, Trips, we'll be speaking to you guys on Open Line and we'll be playing for pies in the player profile playoff. And a big question, we chat about that Braveheart statue breaking and we reveal last week's swankiest moments with Eldorado Tonic Wine and you get to vote on a new one. And Grado has three riddles also. And on teammates, it is Big Bad John Hartson.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Let's talk about G4 Claims, because if you've been in a road traffic accident and it's not your fault, G4 Claims can make it easy for you. They will provide you with complete accident management support that you require and are going to recover your costs from the at-fault party. Now, they will sort you out with a like-for-like vehicle replacement and they're also going to organise your vehicle to be repaired at one of their approved body shops and returned back to your front door. Now, should your vehicle be deemed a write-off, they're going to recover the pre-accident value for your car and write you a big fat cheque for it. And best of all, it's not going to cost you a penny as they charge the at-fault insurance direct. They don't cold call, they don't buy data, and once they've processed your claim, your insurance will remain unscathed. And the best thing is, Nicole and the team over there, they don't take on your case if they don't think that you can help you. So, if you've been in a road traffic accident, or you know someone that has, get on to G4 Claims on 01698 767 172. That's 01698 767 172. Get them on the internet, not at fallclaim.com, or find them in social media under G4 Claims Limited. G4 Claims, not at Fault Claims, made easy. 100% of your claim,
G4 Claims. That was G4 Claims.
Welcome to the Football Daft Open Line. It is the Open Line, of course, where anything goes. You may want to talk about Scotland's chances of reaching the World Cup. Are we going, boys?
I don't know.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
50-50.
Maybe get a sighting in the Edinburgh Derby this weekend. That's always a good
top
game.
Top of the league.
It's always a tasty affair. And where is it? Easter Road or Tynecastle?
I don't know. God, off the check on that one. As well. It's a belter of a game.
As you can see,
the producer's well researched.
There's a lot of research on this show.
Or maybe you want to challenge the phrase that it only takes one bad apple to ruin the punnet.
Spoil the punnet.
Spoil the punnet, Chris, is it?
I can't remember, but yes, I totally agree. That would be a good question.
That's a very good question. That is our panel of football experts, Stephen Purton, Grado, and Chris Toll.
I will go to.
Somebody's getting shot.
It's fucking Jurassic Park in there.
It's a fucking opening scene for Saving Private Ryan, man.
We're hearing a lot of construction going on in the background of the G4 studios today. I hope it's construction, not gunshots. Let's go to our first caller on the open line. It's Mark. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good, guys. How you?
Sorry, I can't hear you, Mark. Can you speak louder? There's a fucking jigsaw getting used next door.
I'm doing good, guys. How you?
We're all right, mate. Thanks for coming on, Mark.
Thanks for having us on again, guys.
Yeah,
you need bother, mate.
You're a Rangers supporter. Are you on because Chris was off last week and you just wanted to get around Toll?
Ah,
oh, God. Oh, not at all. Not at all. But you think Scotland's chances are... I thought they had a good performance the other night. Kind of brings us back into it a wee bit. I think it's going to be difficult to qualify, like, but it gives us a wee bit of positivity for the next...
I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to say that Scotland will be in Qatar in December 2022. I don't know. I'm still quite 50-50 with the whole thing. I think it's a shame we always seem to get a team in our group that's fucking flying. I see Denmark on a mad run. It's like there's always a team, but and you look at England, they're always the ones that are on a run, aren't they? In their qualifying group, they just always steamroll a qualification, but I think we've got a chance. That result all night's massive. And the thing is, you're still there to play for, mate, and we could get there. But like you say, even getting into a playoff, finishing second, it's going to be very difficult.
It's in our own hands. Aye. But you know the history of Scotland. Scotland's hands are like fucking decrepit. Oh, fucking broken.
Fucking muscles.
Fucking... I think we'll be there, man.
I hope we're there because I did fair enjoy the Euros this year for a change and being involved in it. And I hope we qualify.
100%.
Do you know that? Mate, just fucking head over for a wee football daft Qatar.
No, I mean.
We'll be doing panel, mate.
Is it in December?
It's December.
If we're back after this year.
It's because it's so hot.
2022.
Grado. It's because it's so hot in Qatar. So we can't have it in the summer.
So what are they doing with the football? What are they doing with the normal football?
The
football
is getting abandoned and what? There's a
4 weeks.
Hold on, this is mental. So when will it stop?
It's the 17th, I think the World Cup final.
It's the 17th
of December. I think the World Cup final is the 17th of December.
This is meant so it will stop in like maybe September then? No,
it's going to stop. It'll stop mid-November, it must be.
The World Cup final's a week before Christmas.
Aye.
That'll be shite. Final. So we'll go summer with football. And then it'll be on for a couple of weeks and it'll start for another match.
The
season's getting moved.
There might be summer football.
So we could be seeing like maybe June, end of June, possibly. That would be brilliant.
Yeah, that'd be next season. But I'm looking down, Mark, I'm looking down the sort of people that runners up, because it looks like we're going to finish second. Well, I think we can only finish second now. So, like, looking at the people we might face in the playoff, here's who's sitting in second at the moment, boys, and it's not good reading. Serbia, Sweden, Switzerland, Ukraine, Czech Republic, Norway, Russia, and Albania, and then Armenia as well.
Give us Albania or Armenia or Ukraine.
I don't want Albania. Albania are flying the new man.
Are they?
Aye. Albania are flying the
new man. They're in England's group, obviously. They're.
Give us Armenia.
Armenia then. We're all for Armenia then. So, fingers crossed that we can make
it. We have to consolidate this second spot first, John.
Consolidate the second spot and then we can worry about the playoff.
How Scotland would
in the line will be bottom and we'll be like, oh, no.
How Scotland would it be, Mark, if we beat Israel and we beat Moldova and then we lose?
Fucking the Faroes,
and we've got to beat Denmark to get into the fucking playoffs.
Oh, yes, that just sounds like
us. Denmark by 2 goals or something like that.
Aye, exactly. Yeah, we'll wait and see. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Really appreciate that. Thanks to Mark for that. Let's move on to our next caller on the open line. He's no stranger to the open line. We all know him as... Kev the chef.
How are we?
Good, mate. How are you, mate?
You look like you're in a mini golf place or something.
Aye, that's what I'm phoning for. You want to see it?
Kev, right, well, see how a podcast is generally something that you consume with your ears, right? But you're wanting to come on the open line and show us around a golf course.
You're going to need to talk us through it, Kev, because for our listeners who will be listening, you describe and give us a in-depth description of what we're seeing here.
Fucking bonkers, mate.
Fucking bonkers. By the way, I've saw folk taking pictures on Facebook.
What's good?
What is the name of said venue?
So the said venue is Golf Fang.
Golf Fang. And that's in Finiston, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Finiston. So it's a company from Liverpool who have companies called Ghetto Golf in England. Mm-hmm. So the guys want to branch out and they want to take it abroad. So ghetto in different countries mean different things. Mm-hmm. So we have been the first venue to be called the new kind of golf thing. And everybody's going to merge into that same kind of company. And we're going to become a company called the Big Fang Collective.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Is it gold fang as in gold fang your teeth or like wild fang?
It's fang. T-H-A-N-G.
No, G-O-L-F-F-A-N-G, Fang, Adam
Lee. Fang?
And you're right,
guys. Oh, so it's golf fang, aye, like your teeth.
Aye,
I thought it was
like
golf fang,
like. Aye, like
wild fang. Get down, wild fang. Mate, it looks nice, but man.
Kev, are you just basically come on the open line to get a cheap plug-in for golf dang, and is this what's happening?
We don't even need a plug-in. We're booked out every single night.
That's brilliant, mate.
See, when you come in, is there a song playing? And it's golfing.
No.
You make my heart.
It's all urban music, mate. It's a playlist from, like, the owners have made up a playlist. So
urban music.
It's all kind of urban music.
Right, okay. Brilliant. Do you know how to put Football Daft on, Kev?
Football Daft. Next time we get a wee day out, we're going to come through then, Kev.
I told you to come in last time.
We were all busy, mate. It was why they were. Sorry, mate. I wasn't busy, but I wasn't coming myself.
Aye, but we will get a deal.
We will,
it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Absolute pleasure. And make sure everybody goes down to Golf Fang in Finiston so they can check out and say hello to Kev the Chef and start chatting them.
Kev the Chef.
So thank you very much to our open line callers there, Mark, and of course, Kev the Chef, who really doesn't get the concept of a podcast and the fact that it's something you listen to and don't do a walk around a crazy golf course. But thank you as ever, Kev the Chef. Remember to go out and check out Golf Fang in Finiston. If you want to be in the open line next week, preferably not showing us around a golf course, you can do that. Check out Twitter and all the social media and all the social medias to get on.
Football Daft's big question.
Right, lads. This week, Breakin unveiled a statue of Mel Gibson's Braveheart outside the ground that has went viral. If you haven't seen it, Chris, would you like to describe it?
This is the first time I've seen it. I only seen
you not seen this?
I only seen Ryan putting it in the group chat. Right. I had no idea what the connotation was.
Right, Chris, for the listeners, Chris, do your best to describe that.
It kind of looks like a Viking that stood on a bit of Lego and he's barefoot.
I think it looks a bit.
That's no show, no, I know. Do you know that it's got like a decapitated heated its feet?
Is it?
It's for Wayne's and all that, I think, is it not?
Yeah. Do you know what? I can actually see Mel Gibson in it.
It's meant to be Mel Gibson. That's why everybody, because I remember when I first came out years and years, do you know, because this is the fourth place it's fucking turned up. They can't get rid of it. They can get rid of it. And because it's meant to be a William Wallace statue. But they fucking just copied like Mel Gibson as if Mel Gibson looked like William Wallace.
It's like that one picture of Jesus that everybody thinks that's what Jesus looked like.
Aye, that's brave. It's Braveheart as if he's got a name, do you know what I mean?
Do you think it's worse than the Ronaldo one?
It's up there, isn't it?
Aye, it's not as bad as the Michael Jackson one.
They moved it from Fulham's ground into the football museum in you know, the big one, the football museum that they've got down south. Mm. In Manchester, I think it is. The FA New Museum or whatever, and they moved the Michael Jackson, then they binned it out of there as well.
Do you remember when Mohammed Al-Fayed unveiled it? It was as if it was the greatest thing ever. Oh, man.
Was there any connection for Fulham and Michael Jackson?
Al-Fayed?
Is that it?
That's it. That's
a cracker, man.
Michael Jackson done the halftime draw or something.
Did he? I know, did he?
That fired him with Best Pals. That's why they put a statue up at Fulham. So there you are.
So anyway, guys, this week's big question, we asked you to caption it. Caption it. And you want to caption it?
It's a disaster!
It's like a disaster! So, what do you think of Bash?
Fucking Moldova!
It is an absolute car crash, one. It's horrible. It reminds me of somebody.
It's like Han Solo in the Carbonite.
No! Do you know what it's like? It's like that guy, that, with the bald guy that's on the Eckies. And he, it's like a film dancing.
The Techno Viking.
Aye, something like that.
Hey, so we asked some of the listeners to caption it, and Lester Green has got in touch and said, "Ho, you, I'm on the night shift."
Marcus Brown says, "Lion King starts."
This one's good. Kenny Bodger says, "Watch me throw this Malteser up there and I'll catch him in my mouth."
Martin Sheffield has got in touch saying, "These swedgers are fair kicking in."
Kev the chef says, "That's not where you're meant to put that hamster."
That's a good one.
Alan Muir says, "When you batter your pinky toe off the corner of the bed."
That's pretty high.
Mick McFarlane says, they may take your football, but they'll never take your hedge."
I get that.
Stephen's got in touch, I'll let Grado say this one.
Very top end of Stevenson.
Scott also got in touch. 11.
William says, "When your ma shouts in when you're playing football with your mates." That's exactly what it looks like, isn't it?
Andrew Blake says, "I can't read and I can't write, but that doesn't really matter because I'm a Brecon City fan and I can drive a tractor."
Love that, man. Oh, yeah. Craig Fitzpatrick says, "Every more shouting, dinner's ready." And then he goes on to say again, "Dinner's ready."
Stephen 35 says, "I said they black pudding for fuck's sake."
Taco says, "I'm gonna come."
And last but not least, Jordan says, "There's no such thing as a pun at a fucking apple."
Fuck you, Jordan.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's a player profile playoff with piesports.com on Football Daft. Remember, Piesports will give you the taste of Scottish football right to your door with lots of your favourites: Scotch, steak and gravy, macaroni, the chilli pie, they've got the cheesy bean. Go and check out the website for all their selections. We like to give away pies on the show every week. And the playoff, and on today to play is Gavin. How you doing, Gavin?
Ah, no bad. John, yourself?
All good, mate. All good. Are you a fan of pies?
Sorry?
Are you a fan of the pie, Gavin?
Well, aye. Well, fair enough. Jesus, what a question.
What's your favourite type of pie?
It's like we're not talking to Lillian Garcia. Do you like pie? Do you like
Gavin, pie? Are you a fan of a pie?
I like a steak and gravy pie. Like.
Steak and gravy.
Same.
Steak and gravy. And you're a Rangers supporter, Gavin, aye?
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes, you know how the game works. Basically, you're going up against one of the boys. I'm going to read you out a player profile. I apologise for the construction that's going on in the background.
It's like a fucking sword fight. You know?
It's like a scene for Game of Thrones, man.
It's like we're staying at a Spanish hotel. You know what I mean? The construction's going on.
Any fucking Manuel walking in there?
One of the man's are like, "You're amazing when you book it and you turn up, it's a building site."
Oh, he's for help, man.
Exactly. So the player profile, what's I'm going to read out a description of the player. Once you know the name of the player, you buzz in with your buzzer. If you buzz it in and you get it wrong, hands control of play to the other person, and it's first to two players that win. All right.
Your buzzer's that cunt next door's fucking chainsaw.
Gavin, what is your buzzer going to be?
Hollander.
Hollander, right?
Nice, okay. Nice, nice.
Let's do a draw and find out who you're playing against. My drawing equipment is going, so I usually use the chocolate. So basically, I'm going to flip a coin.
Rado.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
It's three folk, cost two sides.
I know.
And then he's assigned to heads.
I've decided.
You got to assign heads.
Do you know what?
Okay, call it next time.
Let's just make it an old firm and you can go off against
fuck
Chris.
Sake. Right, okay.
Right, okay. So this week.
How's all this?
This
construction's putting me off.
That's right. Well, I think it's adding to the show.
Right,
this
okay.
Is shambles so, to be in it, man.
So this week it is a Scotland top scorer. Since Scotland have been struggling with goals, it's some of the players that appear in Scotland's all-time goal-scoring list. Okay, he's ready. So you're playing, Chris. What's your buzzer?
Fuck.
No, wait. Okay, so first in with the correct answer.
That's quite apt though, because it's Hollander. You went, fuck.
Right, here we go. First player out then, boys. This player's career really kicked off at Stenismuir, and he was sent out on loan from his parent club. When he returned to Hibs, he managed 14 goals in 53 games, which earned him a move to Rangers, where he would go on to... Gav.
Kenny Miller.
It is Kenny Miller.
Kenny Bastard,
18 goals and 69 caps for
see
Scotland.
If you'd have got to the section about Celtic, I'd have got that one.
We didn't talk about that at all.
1-0, Gav. Next player out. Here we go. This is for the win, Gav. This striker is the seventh in the all-time leading scorers list alongside Robert Hamilton, and he scored 15 goals and 48 appearances for Scotland. In a career that spanned 2002 to 2010, he gained his first cap while at Motherwell, where he had...
Fuck. James McFadden.
James McFadden it is. 1-1.
James McFadden.
This is the decider. Here we go. With 38 caps to his name, this player debuted in 1984 while still at Watford. In 1986, while at Celtic, he was dropped from the squad by caretaker manager Alex Ferguson, and not longer after the World Cup, made a move to France with Nantes.
Fuck. Mo
Chris.
Johnson.
It is Mo Johnston.
Oh. How did you not get that one, mate? How did you not get that one? If I'd have got to the back,
you
might have gone up.
Aye.
How'd you like the apples and the punnet?
I've tried to erase that man's name from my mind. Thank God.
Hangway.
Mojo.
Sorry, Gav, you've lost out.
That's it's pretty worrying.
It's all right, but Gav, you can still have the pie.
Hey! Top mantle.
There you go. Gavin, thank you very much for coming on the Player Profile Playoff today. Really appreciate that. And remember, if you want to get pies for the weekend, go to piesports.com.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
Well, guys, the Fitba's back, and our friends at Manscaped, they're here with a masterclass to get you ready for this new season. They are the leaders in men's grooming, and they've done it again. They've just launched their fourth generation performance package, listen to this, included is their new Lawnmower 4.0, we'll call it 4.0, trimmer. The 4.0 will even have Paris Saint-Germain jealous of your well-groomed package. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the Performance Package 4.0 for now by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code DAFT. Now, let's talk about a time we've been using Manscaped. I use it every day. I use the ball toner. I never leave the door without using ball toner. I've just seen Shellsuit Bob to my left is wearing the Manscaped Breaks.
I had a wee trim everywhere like a couple of weeks ago.
Christ almighty, you look like a fucking
chicken Adonis. And I've got the Manscaped pants on that are very comfortable.
Well, I'm in dire need. I've been using a ball toner, but I need to use Manscaped right now, because right now I'm getting bushy down there, and I think it's about time I whipped out the Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped. It's here now. Whoa! This package is class. And from top to bottom, to take your grooming game to the next level, inside you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker, which does your ears, and your nose hair trimmer. And there's formulations in two free gifts, right? First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new lawnmower. This trimmer is a masterclass, and I'll tell you what, it gives you a clinical trim on your balls. The off-season brought our team changes, and we even saw Messi transferred. This season, though, I'm with Team Manscaped, thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0. The new technology has upgraded my midfield. My new technology has upgraded my midfield, and it makes sure my pubes aren't messy anymore. The fourth generation trimmer, well, it features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents, thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The lawnmower has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Oh, did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Rain or shine, the mates at Manscaped have you covered. Speaking of covered, do you have nose or ear hair? Oh, well, I'll tell you, mine's are the worst. Well, no fear. The Performance Package also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up to top in your nose and ear.
And your hook.
Aye, and your hook is there.
Oh, I don't know if I get you done in your ass.
No, but some people.
Aye, coach told me that's what he uses.
Is he?
In his arse
here. Is he?
Aye.
Well, anyway, the nose and hair, the nose and ear hair trimmer is also waterproof, and it provides a proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags and tugs in those delicate holes. And you can't forget the Manscaped's liquid formulations, their crop preserver ball deodorant. I wear that every day, by the way, and I'm no joking. It's for pre-game, and crop reviver ball toner for a half-times ball check. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. And I've even threw in two free gifts to the Performance Package, the Manscaped Boxers, as modelled by Bob, and the Shed Travel Bag. Your boys will be singing for joy wearing the new boxers. So, get 20% off and free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. Kick some overgrown pubes, hairs and grass. That's meant to be your arse. This season with Manscaped. Free riddles, as brought to you by Grado on Football Daft. This week we have John in the studio, we have Toe, we have Shell Suit Bob. The scores right now, use contemporary scores. I don't keep.
John, I wasn't here last week, so I don't.
Chris is on 9, Stephen is on 4, and I'm on 4.
We need to up our game here a bit, John.
No.
Let's get in to the first riddle. I like to do this with my biscuits as I groom sheep.
Duncan Shiro.
Fucking hell!
Oh, that is brilliant! Holy fuck!
That's annoyed me a wee bit. That's pissed me off.
That was really fast, man.
That was really good. That was really good.
I hate how intelligent you are. Oh, you're going to get them all.
I knew you were. There's any point doing this, isn't it? That was amazing how fast you got right there, man. I'm sitting there, Duncan Shiro.
Right. Wow.
I am the king of making sure my dogs don't run away. I am the king of making sure my dogs don't run away.
Kenny Dalglish.
Oh, didn't it?
Nice, I was going for Rab Douglas. I'm fucking voting. 10-5-4.
10-5-4.
Yeah, I think this one will be a very easy one, right? So you need to get Tor in right here, right? I love this player so much, I kept the ticket after every match.
Alan Stubbs.
Oh! They were shite this week.
Fucking hell, man! Oh,
did it!
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Lads, it is time for the El Dorado swanky moment of the week. Look at that.
Look at that.
Remember, ask for LD at any swanky bar as it's easy to drink, short, fruity, and finish with a trace of caffeine.
Shall we try it?
In Scotland's own.
Yeah, Scotland's own, yeah. It's available at your local convenience store and you can... Listen to that bottle cracking open. Go on, Tull.
That's actually really nice.
That's beautiful.
It's like a nostalgic taste sensation in your gut.
That tastes like caramel.
Beautiful.
That is caramel, isn't it? It's quite woody as well, quite earthy.
You like it, guys? You like it?
Musky, quite musky.
Tell you what.
Beautiful.
Not the worst.
So it is available at your local convenience store, and you can follow them now on Facebook and Instagram at El Dorado Tonic Wine, or check them out at eldoradotonicwine.com. So to celebrate the swanky taste of El Dorado, we are picking out the swanky moments from Scottish football and leaving you to vote on it on Twitter at Football Daft Pod. Last week the choices were the Sunset Brothers, I'm Feeling It. That was my choice from the Rangers fans all singing it in unison at Ibrox after we beat Celtic 1-0.
Paul's eyes rolled to the back of his head.
Yes. Another choice was Grealish's choice. Surprising, but I liked it. It was different. Tony Watt's goal. Yeah.
I just heard somebody say that.
And a broth legend himself.
Ricky Little.
Gavin Swanky. So, lads, I've got the results. Here we go. You ready? Got the results?
Yep. Right.
In third place, it was listener Scott's pick, Gavin Swanky, with 8%, which means it's now a two-way race between my choice and your choice for top spot here, Grado.
Right.
Second place with 12%. It's Grado's choice of Tony Watt's header against Dundee. 12%? I didn't think you'd go as much as that. Which leaves 80%. My choice was, of course, Sunset Brothers. I'm Feeling It, guys.
I think that probably tells you quite a lot.
Oh, wrong button. There we go.
I think that probably tells us quite a lot about
the listeners.
80%.
It's a fucking landslide. 80%.
Kevin Chef has obviously voted for Tony Watt.
Aye.
Or Gavin Swanky.
It was a beautiful moment, but when the full stadium was singing that, it was nice.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that this could be your three riddles.
What?
I think every week you could be the one that gets the points here.
I don't know about this week, but this week
100%.
Obviously, boys, this week we need to pick one. Grado, I'll come to you last. Tull.
For me, now this never happened this week, but I only seen it this week. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good friend of the show, Lee Miller.
Oh yes.
By the way, you need to get me in touch with Lee Miller for the hair hang. Is he doing it?
Aye.
100%. Is there any way we can get on Facebook? I'm asking for a friend.
I'll get him on Facebook. Right, okay. I'll give him your number and get your phone.
Brilliant.
Right, anyway, so Lee Miller's young boy, Lennon, is just turned 14, and he's been playing for the Scotland under-17s, right? So that gives you an idea of the level.
He's on fire, the young guy, isn't he?
On his debut, he scored for the halfway line.
I saw that go. Unbelievable.
11 aside pitches.
11 aside pitches, full size pitches.
Do you see it, mate?
No, I haven't saw it. That's amazing.
Fucking belter. So that is my swanky LD moment of the week.
Right, mine's a wee bit different this week. Right. Scottish football is one. Right. We're on. You like Scottish football? We all like Scottish football.
Sure.
My 6-year-old son has got an obsession with football now, right? And he's just recently joined Clyde. Right? So he's playing with Clyde.
Is he working with John?
Very good jokes, guys. Right, but last Monday night, right, they were all in their wee, like, 5 to 6, or their wee age group, so he's playing the other night, right, and I swear to God,
the pride I felt. Now, I always thought, I'm in the back playing him, doing it to be park from away playing him. But he was in with all these boys, and there was a couple of boys quite big. I swear to God, he scored a goal that was, and I'm not just saying this because it's my son, it was Messi-esque, right? He got the ball. You've seen me playing football. He's a wee bit fast on myself. He's fast, right? He's fast. And he's ran with the ball. This big boy, I'm saying big boy, he's probably about 7 or 8, right? But he was very tall compared to my boy. Snapped him, right? Mm-hmm. And he just got up and he ran with the ball and he rattled it into the top corner. And I swear to God, I nearly started greeting. Right? And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
and
I'm then nearly fucking
at the end of it, at the end of it, they all had to practice penalties. He was the only one that scored his penalty.
Oh.
He rattled it around the top corner again. I'm not just saying this, he's got something special. That is my El Dorado.
Oh.
Scottish football swanky that's moment nice. Of the week.
So what you're saying is you're putting wee big sexy wee Miller's boy up against your boy?
Any day of the week.
Oh.
there's only one winner for the listeners, isn't there?
Leo Purden. His name's Leo Messi Purden.
There we go. I don't care if these wins have done anything good this week.
Well, I'll give you the listener's choice from this week. It comes from Ethan, and he is nominating John McGinn's arse tactics. Now,
That was quite funny.
John McGinn keeping the ball in the corner.
In the corner. Big arse. And then the whistle went, he's giving it all right.
John McGinn's arse tactics have been nominated by the listeners this week.
Right, so we've got Lee Miller's boy, we've got my son, and we've got John McGinn's arse credo.
Well, I can't use that, and I've no saw anything else in football. Can I just say something that I done that I watched on the telly that was good?
Aye, but
right, well, I've been watching, it's obviously 9-11.
Turning Point.
Mm-hmm. Turning Point, and the George Bush one on BBC iPlayer, where, that's by the way,
funny.
George Bush.
Well, what did we talk about in the motor on the way
in? You should say that, because I've been watching a 9-11 documentary series called One Day in America.
Right, what's that on National Geographic?
I need to tell you this bit, but
I was
telling Stevie, right, so one of the guys is in the building, the second building when it comes down, right, and he's walking about trying to find a way out, and he sees this one guy, and he says, right, come on, we need to go together, we need to work together, we need to get out of here, this is life and death. The guy says, right, so it's a security guard that he's bumped into, so they see a wee bit of light outside the rubble. They go, right, if we can get to that, then we can make our way through. So they finally get to it, and the guy says, listen, I'm really sorry, but you're a wee bit smaller than me. Do you think you'd be able to get through that to help us out? The guy says, I know, boy. So he crawls through, manages to get out, and fucks off and leaves the guy. Oh, fucking leaves him in the building.
So, and is this guy still alive?
The guy eventually managed to get out, but see, when he's shouting on him and all that, and the guy's just no-selling it completely, just walking away.
Wow.
Like, that's me, I'm out of here, fuck you, kind of thing.
So how many parts is that?
There's been 6 so far.
There's only 4 or 5 of this one.
The Turning Point one's good, but I'd say the Bush one's better just for the see the footage when they go to Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said to Bush, they were like, here, the safest place for you is up there. Have you saw it all?
No, it's just
that's in Turning Point as well.
Did someone tell me today about that, that the Secret Service had to shave their fucking pubes so they didn't see there was any... like anything to do.
Rob said that last night. That he was.
That was Rob that said that last night on Wrestling Dash. I was like, what the fuck?
He was just being funny, Hank.
Was this being funny? I thought he was being serious.
Right, lads. Well, that is.
That's another advert for Manscaped.
Swanky moments. Can I just double check?
This week's
right?
Swanky moments is right. Lee Miller's boy, which is Toll's nomination.
Where did Miller's go?
My son's performance for Clyde. His debut for Clyde.
McGinn's arse, a 9-11 documentary. Yes.
So head over to our Twitter now.
We all could be in trouble here.
Head over to Twitter now to vote with El Dorado Tonic Wine. Scotland's own is now Football Daft.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
Remember, you can now get more content from Football Daft on Patreon. Just in case you don't know what Patreon is, it's a subscription service that you sign up to not only to support the podcast, but you will also get more content. There are tiers from which you can choose from, and you can get everything from the video version of the show, the outtakes, teammates every week, a free t-shirt, and the chance to be a pundit on Rangers and Celtic Daft. Plus, versions of Celtic and Rangers Daft cameos from the boys, and the chance to come into the studio to watch us recording the show live. So, if you fancy any of that, get signed up now at patreon.com/footballdaft. That's Patreon, patreon.com and Football Daft, all one word. Get involved now as we would love to welcome you to the squad. And talking of our teammates, here is Big Bad John himself with a belter.
Worst dressed.
The worst dressed in football. I wasn't the best dressed myself, if I'm being honest. You're a bit rich from me coming for people about dressing sense and all that. The worst dressed, there was a couple at Celtic. It's a case of who do I dig out there today, you know? Who do I throw under the bus, basically? Just trying to think. I played for eight clubs.
Lubo's got to have been pretty bad.
Yeah, Lubo and all. But I remember there was a couple of nice shops in Glasgow at the time. I think the old firm teams used to keep crews, you know, in business, didn't they, at the time? Remember the shop crews? I'm not too sure if they're still around now.
It's still there, mate.
I've seen Edward and Cruz.
Yeah, no, I don't think a lot of the lads had heard of Prada before they'd come to Glasgow, you know, and all of a sudden they're all dripping in Prada the next day, you know. But I can't really think. It'll come to me as we go on.
Best finisher.
I've been really lucky, lads. You know, I've been ever so fortunate with the players that I played with. You know, you're one of the best finishers I played with, of course, was Henrik Larsson, and strangely enough, Henrik never, you know, practiced his finishing too much. You know, he never stayed behind to practice. He's just technically just unbelievable. Just a very, very natural player. I played with Ian Rush. I played with Ian Wright. Likes of Craig Bellamy, these guys as well. You know what records? Great finishers. Great goal scorers. Stan Petrov was always very good whenever he got in behind the defence, and whenever he got in 1v1, he had a terrific strike on him, Stan, lots of power behind his shot, and Stan Petrov was very good as well. But of course, you know, the King of Kings, Henrik Larsson, you know, I don't think there's a record that he hasn't broke at Celtic, so you know, he was on a different level, I have to say that.
Worst trainer.
The worst trainer, I'd have to say myself. You know, I wasn't the best of trainers, but I think I managed to get goals whenever I got the opportunity, you know. And maybe if I had gone through my career, probably a stone and a half lighter. I had a good career. I played in the Premier League for 10 years with the likes of West Ham and Arsenal and obviously Celtic. But, you know, if I'd gone through my career a little bit lighter, I think I could have gone on again. I could have gone even bigger again. But as I said, I was able to score goals and I got the best of what I had. But if I maybe knuckled down and got myself fitter and worked harder, then I think I could have gone higher again with the natural talent that I had without tuning in too much to the diet and to the fitness side of things.
Moaniest.
I think we all used to moan. I think footballers generally have a reputation of moaning. You know, in the mornings when the coaches, you're going on to the training ground, and then you know, it's almost like it can be cold mornings, and someone's always moaning about the weather, or if the coach is putting a keep ball session on or a technical drill, somebody is mourning. Tomo used to mourn a lot, Alan Thompson. But I just think footballers in general, it's just part of it. I think it's just part of mourning, your natural mourners. Not every footballer, some of the guys are very positive when everything they do. But it used to be a case of, and it shouldn't really be that way, because we're privileged, you know, we're out in the fresh air, we're doing something we love doing. We're playing football for a living, which is, you know, an absolute dream, you know, for lots of people. It was my dream anyway, to become a professional footballer. So you should embrace it as much as you can, but it doesn't always work like that. But there was, you know, there's a lot of mourning goes on in football.
Who do you want to back you up in a fight?
I'd back myself up. I wouldn't need anyone.
I think we seen that on a certain video, John, didn't we?
But, you know, ultimately, I've seen loads of... I played for Wimbledon, the Crazy Gang, and I can remember a story where two of the lads were spoiling the session one day. You know, they were going for it a little bit, kicking each other on the training ground. And Joe Kinnear, our manager, said, he said, right, lads, I've had enough of you two. Come on, over here. We walked about half a mile onto the next playing field and we walked it onto a rugby pitch. And he said to these two players, he said to the lads first, you're right, lads, form a circle around the rugby pitch in the middle, in the centre circle. And he said to the two players that were spoiling his session over there, he said, right, lads, get in, have a fight. He said to him, he said, go on, have a fight. You two are spoiling my game over there. Spoiling it for everybody else. Right, we've come all the way here and have a fight. And of course, he did it more so to embarrass them. Aye. And to say, look, you know, you're kicking lumps of, you know, whatever out of each other over there. What's your problem? Aye. You know, we were teammates. We meant to be together. But I didn't mind the physicality. I enjoyed that side of the game. I think that's what a lot of managers brought me to football clubs, because of my strength and the fact that I was aggressive. You can't be overly aggressive because you're sent off every week. I was only sent off twice in 220 games for Celtic, mm-hmm. and one of them was rescinded. So it was only one sending off in 5 years, which, you know, you take that.
Aye. Well, actually, the correct answer to that question is Bobo Baldi.
Yeah, Bobo's quite strong, yeah. Bobo said, you know that. So Bjorn Mjalby as well. Bjorn Mjalby, we call him Dolph.
Oh, big Dolph.
As in Dolph. Rocky Four,
get it right, my man. Rocky Four.
Oh, Rocky Four is one of my favourites as well. Rocky Four.
Best looking.
Best looking. I'm just trying to think. Best looking. Let's have a look. Best looking.
Who was hot?
Was what?
Who was hot?
Well, Johan was, you know, Johan had lovely blonde hair and everything, didn't he? And, you know, he looked after himself. He was always in great shape. So I'll go for Johan. I'll be
fine.
Most skillful.
Skillful. I played with Ryan Giggs, you know, with the national team for 10 years. Ryan was, had a bit of everything, really. He had pace, he had skill. He could score a goal, he could make a goal. I think he's Manchester United's record appearance holder, ridiculously skillful, you know, fantastic. So again, you know, I'm really fortunate. I played with Paul Merson at Arsenal and other great players as well. Right, he was very skillful. Skillful. Henrik was very skillful.
Did you play with Decanio at West Ham?
No, I didn't. They bought Decanio out of the money they got for me. Right. I left on the Wednesday to go to Wimbledon. And they signed Decanio. Harry Redknapp signed Decanio from Sheffield Wednesday on the Thursday. So, but he's a player. I missed him at Celtic, and I also missed him at West Ham. So, a great player, maverick as well, you know, a character. So, he's one that I would love to have, you know, shared the pitch with. I think we'd have probably been decent as well as a pairing, because I could nod him down. He could take them on. He could make goals for me, and he'd have been a great partner for me.
I think on this teammates, man, Ryan Giggs is probably the best answer we're ever going to get off MD.
Unless you had said Henrik Larsson.
Ah, come on, but Ryan Giggs.
Well, Henrik had everything. I could put Henrik at the top of each category. Henrik was good looking as well, wasn't he? You know, good looking guy, Swedish.
Wouldn't he have struggled in a night out, I'll tell you that.
Teacher's pet.
Frank Lampard at West Ham had a good time because, you know, he was a great player, Frank, and he went on to become a brilliant player. But I wouldn't say, you know, he was in the team because of his dad, because his dad was a coach. He worked his socks off to get into the team and he went on to have a great career that he had. But, you know, Frank was a great professional. He couldn't do anything wrong, you know. And, of course, Harry and Frank Senior, I think they're brother-in-laws. I think they're both married to two sisters. So he wasn't going to shout. He wasn't going to shout too often at his nephew, was he? But as I said, but Frank was a wonderful player, and he got into the team because of his talent. And he went on to have an incredible career.
Worst taste in music.
Well, we used to play a bit of U2. To be honest, look, we're talking. I played for Celtic in 2001 to 2006. We're talking 14, 15 years ago now, when U2 were at their best. An Irish band, you know, Celtic being an Irish club with a lot of Irish players, Irish supporters. So Bono and U2 was a lot of the guys. Hero, Martin O'Neill loved U2 as well. So it just used to be the normal sort of U2 songs and things like that on the bus. And, you know, it wouldn't be nothing, you know, rapping or whatever it was. Or whoever wanted that on, they could have it on their earphones, you know. It was just always pretty sensible, to be honest.
I can't imagine many clubs now playing U2 before the games.
No, exactly, Grado. You're spot on, mate. Yeah, they don't all have their stuff now, their personal stuff and everything else that they follow, but I'd like to have had a bit of Tom Jones on there.
Stereophonics or something.
Stereophonics, class.
Best you've played with?
Well, I played again. You know, I was very, very fortunate, but if I'm in Scotland, I say Henrik Larsson. And if I'm in London, I say Dennis Bergkamp.
Oh, there you go, Stevie. He's just beat that Ryan Giggs answer, hasn't he?
Christ, man. Ryan Giggs, Dennis Bergkamp. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to say, Henrik, what can you say about him? You know, he's ridiculous, wasn't he? The goals he scored, the amount of goals, the consistency. I think it's like 242 goals in 315 games. You know, that's freakish, really. And obviously what he did then when he left the club, he went on and won a Champions League at Barcelona, played for Man United. And again, Dennis Bergkamp, you know, Dennis was just on a different level. He was the best player at Arsenal, everybody knew it. Dutch master, did it for his country, did it in World Cups. So, you know, it's very difficult to split them. As I said, they were both just on a different level altogether, Dennis Bergkamp and Henrik Larsson. But as I said, I had great success with them both.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
Hey lads, well, that was a noisy show.
I would do apologise.
I mean, for once, we're not the noisiest cunts on it, do you know what I mean?
No, there's a lot going on, man.
At least the guy doing the painting, right, he's a rare day, isn't he?
Ah, he's singing a good few weeks.
Enjoying himself, heard a few ditties coming in. I've been really trying, baby. Aye, all right, mate, calm yourself.
I don't think they've said to him what the recording things are next.
The weird thing is, this is the end of the show and I think they're shifting.
I know, that's it.
Quiet, man.
That's good.
Really, really good show. It's good to finally see everybody back together and all that. Nice to see you.
Aye, it's good to see you feeling better, Tom.
Thank you. My arsehole is dry.
Good.
So we had a wee jaunt to the mini golf today, didn't we?
Well, for our listeners, I wish they could have seen it because it did look nice.
I know.
I don't think Kevin Chef gets the concept.
No, I don't think he does.
I think he just phones us up because we're his pals.
I love how John talks to him, man.
you
shine your shoe, man.
He pays your wages, mate.
We obviously appreciate everybody that listens to the show, and we love Kev the Chef to bits.
We
love Kev the Chef.
You hear like that,
Kev? That's nice, but it's a podcast, mate. It's a podcast.
Listen, you've got to think of the audio listeners. Obviously, if you want to see a tour of Golf Fang, you can sign up to patreon.com.
Golf Fang. If you want to see Golf Fang,
you can see a video version.
If you want to see Golf Fang or whatever the fuck it's called,
sign up to the Patreon, folks. Yeah, you can see the tour of Golf Fang, courtesy of Kev the Chef.
Oh, amazing.
No Rangers to sell. Well, there is Rangers to sell. Yes, back next week, talking about this weekend's fixtures. Yes. And Connie McLaughlin, BBC correspondent, is going to be our guest on Football Daft Meets this week.
Nice one.
Love perfect. It. Everybody, thanks for joining in, and I'll see you next week live on Football Daft. Audio Frontier.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.